While I and my sons were in Dachau, the Gestapo plundered almost everything we had. In Dachau, we were forced to cede authority over our possessions to a representative of the NSDAP. With the aid of experts, the Gestapo inventorized furnishings, tapestries, etc., and took them all to an extension of the Bavarian National Museum, later to the Munich City Museum. These activities were euphemistically referred to as the safeguarding of cultural treasures. Items were deposited at the Bavarian State Library and the Bavarian National Museum. In accordance with the official decree on the exclusion of Jews from German economic life of November 12, 1938, the firm of Bernheimer was closed down at the end of 1938. With Hitler's support, Gauleiter Adolf Wagner brought the firm into the possession of the NSDAP. We received no compensation. The proceeds of the sale were confiscated. We applied to leave the country. From 1939 on, the family scattered to North and South America and to England. Most of the family succeeded in emigrating. When I emigrated in 1939, I wanted to take my parents' Lehnbach paintings with me. The Gestapo officer involved had no objections. As he put it, "You can gladly take the old Jews with you, and we have no use for the Buddha statues either." During my stay in London, I was commissioned by the Associated Workshops, Vereinigte Werkstätten in Germany, to procure Aubusson carpets. The German government wanted Aubusson carpets since von Ribbentrop, the foreign minister, considered Oriental carpets unsuitable because produced by inferior peoples. I went to a number of antique and carpet stores and put together a selection in a big house in Piccadilly. The Associated Workshops buyer came to London to choose and purchase appropriate items. Carpets to the value of around 35,000 marks were bought, and I received a commission.